Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Apple unveils its brand new iPad Pro. Can it finally replace your laptop?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Apple has officially unveiled a shiny new iPad Pro with a 10-inch screen this week. There's also a faster processor, a better camera, and more internal storage to boot. Its latest stab at amping up sales of its struggling tablet category. Is this latest iPad Pro up for the job? Let's find out. Joining us now is personal tech editor for the Journal, Wilson Rothman. Welcome back, Wilson.
Hey, thanks a lot.
So iPad Pros have never exactly been for, let's say, the frugal-minded, but now it finally seems like there's more bang for the buck. Is this essentially the iPad Pro people have been waiting for?
You know, it's got more promise than ever before, I would say. You know, the iPad Pro is known because there was a giant one, the 12.9-inch one,
right,
that... you know, Joanne, I think compared to like a Monopoly box, a box of Cheerios, like we had fun with the size
enormous.
Comparison. But, you know, when you get to a screen that big, you kind of are like, why shouldn't I just have a laptop? So then they went with an iPad Pro that was 9.7-inch, and that was just too much like a regular iPad. So maybe we're getting a Goldilocks here. Maybe we're getting
okay.
the sweet spot. It is the funny part about it is it's 10.5 inches. But it's nestled almost into a frame about the same size as the 9.7. So Apple's doing something a little cooler here. They're making that screen. They're bringing it almost to the edge. Jeff Fowler, you know, our personal tech columnist, was a little disappointed that it didn't go all the way to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
This is a trend right now with Samsung and others. But you know, it certainly is doing what it should be doing, which is using that the space of the hardware should be mostly screen. You know, there shouldn't be any much
point.
Bezel. It should be like we're getting to a point in technology where screen should be what like my TV at home. It's almost entirely screen.
Right.
And that's how it should be. So this is certainly a design statement that Apple's making in a way that they didn't make with the last couple. And I think that's going to catch some eyes. My colleague Fitzy, Brian Fitzgerald, thought that was really what was going to sell it. But I'm more interested in what they're doing with iOS 11.
Let's talk about that, because hand-in-hand with these new devices will be iOS 11. Can we essentially turn the iPad into more of a laptop replacement with 11?
Let me just stop you real quick. The will be is the key there. You said will be. This fall is when iOS 11 comes out, and there's no question Apple got serious about making a laptop replacement for, you know, iPad experience this time around. They've talked about it in the past. They've done a little bit of multitasking here and there, but this time they went way in. Big obvious example, they gave it a dock.
Right.
They gave it an app-launching dock that you can pull up from anywhere in the thing, which is exactly what you expect from a laptop and not what you expect from a tablet.
Right, right. And, like, little, like, features like that. The file management is obviously a huge. Talking about, like,
I mean,
finally.
Where's my stuff? Like, this is the question people have. Like when you're on a computer, everyone knows where to find their stuff. When you're on a tablet, you have no idea where your stuff is.
Right.
It's not, I mean, if you're in an app, there's your music. If you're in another app, there's your photos. But you don't see it. You don't see it all. Now you can.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Wilson Rothman about the new iPad Pro. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. Ultimately, my big takeaway, it seems that if you're a design fiend, if you're that person that stands in line, you know, every time there's a new device at Apple and just, you know, this is probably something you can knock yourself out with here. But if you're cool with a really substantial software update, that might be enough, you know. Maybe that's an important factor to consider in terms of what you ultimately get and want.
Yeah, I mean, if you bought a full-size iPad in the last 2 or 3 years... then iOS 11 will give that iPad new superpowers that it did not have.
Okay.
So it's really one of those questions of when did you last buy an iPad? Now, we've said, in fact, for a little bit, and we recently said it in an article, Jeffrey Fowler column, that this is, you don't have to upgrade your iPad, and that's why iPad sales are down. It's not because iPads aren't useful.
Right. Well, let's see if this is the turning point as far as all that's concerned. Wilson, thank you as always for your insights.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to the Journal's personal tech editor, Wilson Rothman, signing off for the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.